Ke Parimi here. I'm sitting in the Triratna Center in Cuernavaca, in Mexico, the Centro Budista de Cuernavaca. And I'm sitting here with Nagapriya and Sadajyoti, who are the two order members who are currently running events and running the center here. So they're sitting on the sofa. I seem to like interviewing people sitting on sofas. And I'm just going to have a wee chat with them now in English, and then later we'll do something in Spanish and just get a sense of how things are here. So do you want to just introduce yourselves first, Sadajyoti?
Hello, I am Sadajyoti. I have been ordained for about 8 years, and we have been working together here in Cuernavaca, Nagapriya and I, and for about 2 years, so I'm really happy to be talking to Parimi today.
Nagapriya, do you want to introduce yourself?
I can, yeah. I'm Nagapriya. I'm English, as you may be able to hear from my accent. And I was ordained quite a long time ago, in 1992, along with Upekshamati, who is Mexican and who founded Triratna in Mexico, which I guess is probably one of the reasons why I ended up in Mexico. But I've been here for about a year and a half, not 2 years, year and a half. And really the week that I arrived, we more or less started this centre.
Great. Maybe just give a little bit of background to where Cuernavaca is, what it is, you know, what kind of size of town or city or relationship to Mexico City, which is probably the place that most people will know of.
Yeah, Cuernavaca is situated to the south of Mexico City, about 70 kilometers to the south. It's actually on the way to Acapulco. So many people know of Cuernavaca because they see it on their way to Acapulco. And it is called the City of Eternal Spring because it has a wonderful weather. It's always sunny and the skies are always blue and there's a lot of flowers. And it's a very pleasant place. So that's one of the reasons why many people that live in Mexico City think of Cuernavaca as their weekend place. But it is a city in itself. It has a lot of activities and cultural life. And, you know, it's starting to become, in the last 10 years, perhaps, a whole world in itself, I think.
So that's a Mexican's view of Cuernavaca. How about an Englishman's view of Cuernavaca? Because it sounds pretty like paradise, the way Sadajyoti describes it.
Well, she's certainly right about the weather. I mean, depending on how hot you want it, sometimes it's a bit too hot. But I think I'm thinking more from the point of view of spreading the Dharma and creating a Triratna community. I think it is a really good location for that. We're very close to Mexico City. It's just over an hour away, which means it's easy to fly to because, in fact, you can get a direct bus from the airport that takes, I think, about an hour and a half to get here. Our centre's located 100 metres from the bus terminal that takes you into Mexico City, so it's very easy to kind of to travel from here to Mexico City and back, which is something that I do every week. And, I mean, in terms of English cities, Cuernavaca would count as quite a large city, actually. There's probably only a couple of cities in England that are bigger than Cuernavaca. And, you know, we feel confident that there's enough people who are going to show an interest in Buddhism to grow certainly a medium-sized Triratna Sangha here in Cuernavaca.
And is that happening? Do you feel a Sangha is building up? You say you've been here for a year and a half or so. So the centre, I believe, started a bit more formally about 15 months ago. So are you building? Do you feel a Sangha is building?
Well, yeah, I mean, next week we're having a mitra ceremony with 3 mitras, and when we do that ceremony, we will then have 9 mitras that belong to the Cuernavaca Buddhist Centre. And we can add on to that. There's several mitras who've kind of chosen to connect themselves with us who previously have studied more at the centre in Mexico City. So I think sort of in terms of mitras who feel a connection or an affiliation, I think they're probably about 12 mitras, something like that.
Well, we did a mitra evening. I believe that was your first mitra evening the other night.
First ever.
Yeah. Last Friday, and we had about 16 people or 18 people attending. Many of them were already from the Cuernavaca Sangha. And apart from the 9 mitras that Nagapriya is mentioning, we also have well, a large group of regular people that are coming regularly to our activities and to meditation classes and to Dharma classes. And I think these regulars, do you call them regulars?
Yeah.
It must be about 30 people, I think.
And within the last couple of months, two women closely connected with the Cuernavaca Buddhist Center have asked for ordination.
So I think considering the short life of the Cuernavaca Buddhist Center, it's been amazingly successful.
Great. So what kind of program of activities are you running?
Well, there are quite a few things. I guess we're still experimenting and exploring. I think one of the sort of key things that we're doing is we started a fortnightly study group, which is by invitation, and we see that as sort of trying to create the core of our sangha through that study group, which is actually happening today, and that consists of mitras and some non-mitras who've shown kind of a more serious interest. That's one of our core activities.
What are you studying?
Last year we studied, we've done various things. What was the last thing we did?
Well, we first studied vision and transformation, and then we studied what is a Dharma.
All of it, the
whole book. Yes.
Well, that's impressive.
And today we are starting creative symbols of Tantric Buddhism.
Right.
No?
All of these have been translated.
These are all in Spanish. Yes.
Great.
Yeah, and you know, aside from that study group, well, we've got a regular class on Thursday nights, which is a little bit like a kind of friends night, but it's a bit more introductory than that, but it's a little bit like that. And then we have a meditation class on Tuesday evenings. And then on Saturdays, we run meditation courses. We've chosen to kind of see Saturday as kind of focus on developing depth with meditation. And we just started a course on mindfulness, focusing on the mindfulness of breathing.
So it sounds like there are quite a lot of activities happening, and there's two of you sitting in the sofa. Are there other order members involved or who help?
Well, when we started the centre, Akasha Vadri was working with us, and she made a very important contribution to helping the centre get off the ground. But she's focusing more on her work with Respirate, which is kind of more focusing on teaching mindfulness in other contexts, in secular contexts. And
is that kind of breath works like?
It's similar. I mean, one of the things that really interests me is that she's doing mindfulness with people who have Parkinson's disease. One of her particular focuses. But she's doing a number of different projects related to mindfulness. So now Satyajyoti and I are obviously are involved more than others. But we've started to develop more links with some of the order members in Mexico City. And in addition to that, we've started a kind of visitors program, really. We've had some amazing visitors already, really, from other places. Vimla Sara visited from Canada. Obviously, we've got you here, Parami. And we've got Mokshananda coming up.
And Dayamudra from San Francisco.
Right. She's
been here, yes. And also Dharakirti and Vajranatha from Spain. And Karunadakini also
came. We've had quite a lot, and we're really going to take advantage of the Pan American Convention to organise a programme of events for people who come from the United States to that. Perhaps people are going to come from further afield.
Yeah, I hope so. And that convention will happen in Chintamani, which is a retreat centre. Yeah, you have links with that as a retreat centre?
Well, yes, Chintamani has been run by Gisela and myself.
Gisela is a mitra?
Yes, Gisela is a mitra who is a GFR mitra. She's preparing for ordination. And we've been running Chintamani along with other friends, Vanessa and Lupita, who are also GFR mitras, who have a very important function, a very important role in the team. And we've been running Chintamani since 2006, I think, and Chintamani was the place where we had the previous Pan American convention. So I think many people were enchanted with Chintamani and they want to do it there again. So we are very Really, very grateful for that.
We actually did some audio booths from that convention.
Yes, I remember.
And people seemed quite interested. There's something, I think it can seem a bit exotic, the idea of doing something in Mexico, no?
Uh-huh.
It's got a kind of, for many of us from overseas, it can seem quite exotic. So does it feel exotic to be running the centre here?
Yeah, it's totally surreal. And it feels totally surreal. It feels an incredible privilege, and it feels like there's a lot to do. I mean, you know, I think there's enormous potential to present the message of Triratna, the Triratna community here in Mexico, but there's a lot to do to get that message across. Mm. And, you know, I think Mexicans are often very, very enthusiastic, but they're not necessarily so good at following up on that enthusiasm. Mm. And so converting some kind of initial enthusiasm into something that's more stable and continues through time, I think that is the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Plans for the future?
Big plans.
Ooh.
Big plans. What we would really like to do, our kind of supervision, is to buy a piece of land here in Cuernavaca and to build the Cuernavaca Buddhist Center. That's what we would like to do.
Because the premises we're using right now are starting to be insufficient for the number of people that we have, no? So we definitely need a larger space, and hopefully a space that is ours, and that we may need to look for a quieter place because this is a bit noisy. But yes, I think we are really happy about that.
Well, look, and I think probably everybody knows that Mexico is not in all respects the most peaceful place in the world.
Yeah.
And I think what we've concluded is the contribution that we could make to the culture of Mexico is to create a space that is based on kind of friendship and love, and to invite people into that space, which will hopefully help them to connect with those values instead of some of the more horrible things that have gone on in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And I feel that would be kind of real contribution, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, no. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that in a sense. I mean, no, glad that it's the case, but I had actually been thinking of asking you that because when one looks at the news from overseas, you know, being in the UK and looking at coverage of Mexican news, it does seem that violence and, violence, poverty, etc., is growing a lot here. Even in the 20 years I've been visiting, I feel a very strong change in atmosphere. There's more fear, there's more... understandably
crime.
So, more organised crime, drug-related crime, etc.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you feel Triratna can offer something in
I really do. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're not going to overnight change the Mexican government, but I think that, you know, I think you have to think about specific things and specific possibilities that you can do, and I think that if you create a space that says to people, you know, we're about friendship, we're about showing trust in one another, we're about showing generosity to one another, in place of showing suspicion and aggression.
Mm.
I think that is a real gift to people here. And it seems to me that people really appreciate that and they want to participate in that.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that's present in the discourse that you use in your teaching?
I think we're starting to develop that, and I think I'd like to do that more consciously. I mean, particularly, I think, in terms of a vision I see for the future Cuernavaca Buddhist Centre is basically creating, I mean, this might sound a bit trite, but creating a place of peace, you know, a peaceful place that encourages people to enter more ethical states of mind and to kind of let go of, you know, suspicion and fear, and enter more into trust and friendship.
Mm.
I think that is something that we really are very, you know, very inspired to try and create.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you very much. Any last little words, Sadajoti, to the public who might listen to this on the Buddhist Centre online?
Well, just to say that whoever wants to visit us, just come, and you have a place to stay here with us. You have a place to meditate and to build community with us. So please contact us if you want.
And you'll love it. You'll find it really inspiring.
Yeah, well, I find it very inspiring, and I've really enjoyed my visit. I've been here for a few days now, and it's been lovely just hanging out with Sadajoti and Nagapriya.
Mm-hmm.
and others in the Sangha here, and I really wish you well and your big plans for the future.
Thank you very much, Parami.
Maybe we'll have a revisit in a year or so's time and see how things are going.
Hopefully, we can do a tour.
Watch this space. Thanks very much.
Thank you.